This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian authorities and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine have completed a prisoner swap. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In an industrial town near the front line of the Ukraine conflict, detainees from both sides began returning home on Sunday in an all-for-all prisoner swap agreed between President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russia's Vladimir Putin. That agreement has seen dozens exchanged from both sides and is likely to be hailed by Zelensky, who won a landslide election victory in April, as proof that he is making good on his promise to bring captured Ukrainians home. Kiev's forces have been battling separatists in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine since 2014, in a conflict that has claimed more than 13,000 lives. Sporadic fighting continues despite a ceasefire.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. A rocket attack on a southern Yemeni separatist militia graduation ceremony has left around 10 people dead and more than several dozen wounded. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Survivors helped victims of the rocket attack as rescue workers evacuated the wounded to ambulances, taking them to hospitals in the southern Yemeni capital of Aden. Witnesses say the rocket struck near a viewing stand at a military graduation ceremony for southern separatist militia cadets. Yemen southern separatists targeted in Sunday's attack have been fighting the Houthis alongside other forces loyal to President Hadi. The separatists, who are seeking independence from southern Yemen, clashed with other forces loyal to Hadi in Aden this past summer. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Democratic Congressman John Lewis, an icon in the fight for civil rights, announced Sunday he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Lewis said in a statement Sunday that he has been in some kind of fight for freedom, equality, basic human rights for his entire life, but never faced a fight quite like this one. He vowed to keep fighting and added his doctors tell him he has a fighting chance. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted that generations of Americans have Lewis in their thoughts and prayers. She said she knows he will be well. The 79-year-old Lewis is best known as a tireless fighter for human rights. He marched with Martin Luther King Jr. in the early 1960s and stood up to police brutality as well as aggression by everyday citizens. He served in the U.S. House of Representatives since 1986. Five people have been stabbed at the home of a rabbi in Rockland County, New York, an act the governor calls domestic terrorism. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
It happened during a Hanukkah celebration Saturday night in Muncie. Police say the suspect, Grafton Thomas, faces five counts of attempted murder. Joseph Gluck witnessed the attack.
He took out his knife sword from a holder and started hitting people back and forth. He didn't say anything.
Gluck chased Thomas into the street and was able to get his license plate number. That led police to capture him in New York City. Governor Cuomo calling the attack and others like it acts of domestic terrorism.
These are terrorists in our country perpetrating terrorism on other Americans, and that's how we should treat it.
This attack comes on the heels of a string of attacks targeting Jews not just in the state but in the country. I'm Julie Walker.
A new Taliban attack in Afghanistan has killed 17 pro-government forces, even as the insurgent group is reported to be mulling over a brief ceasefire to try to seal a foreign troop withdrawal deal with the United States. The overnight deadly insurgent attack targeted a security outpost in northeastern Takhar province. Voters are casting their ballots in Guinea-Bissau today. Two former prime ministers are vying for the presidency in a runoff election after the incumbent failed to reach the second round in the West African country. A Turkish military cargo plane landed in the Somali capital on Sunday to evacuate people who were badly wounded in a truck bombing in the city of Mogadishu a day earlier. The attack killed at least 90 people, including two Turkish nationals. The plane also brought emergency medical staff and supplies. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for positive and offensive measures to ensure security at a ruling party meeting that was held Sunday ahead of a year-end deadline he set for denuclearization talks with the United States. That news comes from North Korean state media. VOA News.